Okay, good morning all. We are nearing the end of the Avodah service and that part of Maseches Yoma, so we're up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. And we said last time that that the Kohen Gadol had to wait until for the next part of this Avodah, he had to wait until the goat either made it to the wilderness or was pushed over the cliff or made it to the cliff. So once the Kohen Gadol found that out already, Mishnah Aleph begins as follows. Balo Kohen Gadol Lakros. The Kohen Gadol would go from the main courtyard to the women's courtyard, and there he would read from the Torah, right? Like we do. We read from the Torah on Yom Kippur. Imrat Salakros Bevegde Yvutz Korei, Vim Lo Korei Ve'itzlis Lavan Mishalo. If he wanted to read in his linen garments that was used for the Yom Kippur service, he could do that. But if he also if didn't want to read in those, then he can also read it basically in anything else, but in particular, the Mishnah gives the example that he can read in itzlis lavan, which is his own white robe. Sounds a lot like a kittel to me. But the point of the Mishnah is that he could wear whatever he wants, and that was typically what people would wear, something white on Yom Kippur. Going forward, chazan hakenesis no tel sefer Torah v'nos no l'rosh hakenesis. So there was a shul that was right next to the Temple Courtyard, I guess it was like the youngest of the Beis HaMikdash. And so the attendant of this synagogue, he would take the Torah scroll and he would give it to the person who was what we call the Rosh HaKnesses, the head of the synagogue, whatever that means exactly, not for right now. For Rosh HaKnesses, no lasgan, the head of the shul, he would then give it to the skan of Kohen Gadol, the deputy of Kohen Gadol. The skan no the Kohen Gadol, and this guy would give it to the Kohen Gadol himself. The Kohen Gadol omeid, umikabel the korei v'omeid, the Kohen Gadol would then stand, he would receive the Torah from him, and then he would go read from the Torah while standing. V'korei Acharei Mos, and then he reads passages that we're familiar with. He read from Acharei Mos, V'yach V'asor, and he also reads from the passage that begins V'yach V'ach V'asor, which is on the 10th. V'golel Sefer Torah, U'manichu V'cheiko, then he would roll up the Torah. He would hold it against his chest. V'omer yosir mima shekarasi lefneichem kasuv kan. He would say an interesting line. He would say, you should know, there is more written here in this Torah scroll from what I've already read before you. And then he would say the following by heart. V'asor shebechumash hapekudim korei al peh. He would read the passage that begins V'asor, which is found in Sefer Bamidbar. He would read that by heart. And then finally, after he did all this, Mavarech Alash Shmona Brachos. We only say one bracha after we finish reading from the Torah. He would say 8 blessings before after he finished Al Torah. He would say the regular bracha that we say after finishing, which is Al Torah. V'al Avodah. Then he would say a bracha on the actual avoda of the temple service. We know this that we say, you know, the Ritzei bracha that we do right before we duchen, that seems to be that bracha. Ve'al hoda'ah, that seems to be on Thanksgiving, which means like the modim bracha. Ve'al mechilas ha'avon, that seems to be the forgiveness of sin, that seems to be for like the same slach lano bracha that we have. And ve'al ha'mikdash b'fnei atzmo, he would say a bracha for the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'al Yisrael b'fnei atzman, he would also say a bracha for the Jewish people by themselves. There are some texts of the Mishnah that do include Ve'al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzman, that he would also say a bracha for the people of Yerushalayim itself. The reason why it doesn't seem to make any sense is because that would mean there would be 9 brachas. But some texts do bring in that he also would make a bracha on Yerushalayim. Ve'al Kohanim b'fnei atzman, he would make a bracha for the Kohanim by themselves. V'al Shara Tefillah, and then he would make a bracha on Tefillah itself, that everyone's Tefillah should be heard. That sounds like the Shomei Tefillah bracha that we have in our Shemona Esrei. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph, and we'll see that the Avodah is basically near its completion over here, but we'll continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow, but for now we'll stop.